I have never done this before, but I just want to give my personal, like what I actually did today in the last couple of days.
You moving today?
Yeah, I've been making moves. So how I look at it is this. Before I tell you what I'm personally invested in, I want to just give my philosophy on it. If you study boxing, you know, the number one rule of boxing is to protect yourself at all times. And one thing that, you know, Conor McGregor said when he fought Floyd Mayweather was at the end of the fight, he said that, you know, Floyd wasn't really that strong. You know, Floyd's not a power puncher. He's not really that strong. He said Floyd wasn't really that fast. He's older, so he lost some speed. He said, but he's composed. Uh-huh. I don't think a lot of people really fully appreciated that comment. Composure is more than anything. Composure actually can beat speed, power, all of that. He said he's composed. So I say that to say my number two rules of investing is to protect yourself at all times and stay composed. And I learned from people that have a lot more money than me. Mark Cuban, you know, when he spoke to us and he told us that you have to protect, once you have money, you have to protect it. And Humble, when he said, you only have to get rich once.
Shout out to Humble, yeah.
So I'm a defensive investor. I've been a bear my whole life, not just in investing. I'm just a bear, period. I'm always a pessimist in everything. That's just how, you know, my brain works. So I'm only really have like five stocks on my watch list right now. Apple, XLK, XLY, Microsoft, QQQ, SPY, VTI. I guess that's actually six. So how I looked at it was like Apple is 182, was their high was 182, they're 159 around that time. So it's like 12% off. I personally think that Apple, I'm not comfortable buying right now for Apple. I think it could probably get lower in like the 140 ranges. So I waited on that. XLK, 15% off of his high. It wasn't a bad buying, I don't think, but I'm already kind of heavily weighted in tech. So I didn't jump on that. XLY is interesting. I wanted to up my position at XLY for a long time. XLY, we talked about that. The reason why I like XLY is that it does have tech exposure in it, but it also has other companies that's not just technology companies. It has Starbucks, it has Lowe's, it has Home Depot. And so, you know, when I saw it at 18% off of its all-time high, I thought that was a good time to actually add some money in. Microsoft, a company that I wanted to add on my position for Microsoft for a long time. I've been waiting for Microsoft for a very long period of time. When you see a company like Microsoft almost down 20% from its all-time high in the 280 range, I think you have to start to put some money in. Now, like Troy said, you don't necessarily have to load the whole boat, but you know, I definitely put some money in. It's not something that, you know, if it goes lower, I'm not going to be mad at it. Like, you know, when you look at something almost $60 off of its all-time high, a company like Microsoft, it's an opportunity to start adding to your position. So I added to Microsoft. QQQ is another one that, you know, I have a strong position in, but I just didn't feel comfortable putting money in QQQ right now because, you know, I already have a lot of tech. I just kind of went over that. SPY and VTI, I've been putting money in those. And that's for diversification standpoint. That's more of a safe bet. You really can't go wrong with that. It's not really a time for me to put money into option contracts right now because I feel how I look at the options is that I have a substantial amount of money in options right now. If things go right, I'll make a lot of money. If things go wrong, I won't. It won't like kill me.
I ain't gonna let you lose no money.
It won't kill me.
Yeah.
But it's not, you can't be greedy. Can't be greedy. So if it bottoms out and it goes lower and it gets a position where I feel like, you know, it's a no-brainer, if Apple goes to like 140, then, you know, I might look at some long-term option calls close to the money long-term. Once again, me personally, and I can only speak about my personal philosophy and where I'm at in life. Yeah. If I was younger and I needed to make a lot more money on investments, I might take more risks, but I don't necessarily need that right now. And preservation of capital is extremely important for me. So this is my thought process. Like if I can get 60, 70, 100%, I'm okay with that. I don't necessarily need to get 1,000% because you start to look at the risk reward ratio.
Sure. Yep.
And once you start to understand how money works, if I can turn over, you know, 100%, on an ongoing basis, you know, that's a lot of money down the line.
Yeah.
So that's why the options, I'm not really rushing into option contracts right now. But like I said, if keep some money on the sidelines, if there's an opportunity that, you know, I just can't miss, then I'm gonna go full-fledged with a couple. But only I'm only looking at those. And then one other thing before I finish, the reason why I'm only looking at those that I just named is, once again, safety first. Yes, Zoom is down 63%, almost at a 52-week low.
Zoom is dead. Don't touch it.
But let me just finish. So people might get tempted with that. People might get tempted with Netflix. People might, yeah, you could always potentially make more money on a more riskier play. But once again, it's the risk reward ratio. I'd rather go with something that I'm not going to lose money on. Like, the number one rule to investing is don't lose. Yep. So everybody's risk appetite is different. But I'm not in investing to lose money. I'm in investing to actually make money, preserve the money that I've already made. So my risk reward ratio in my brain is to say, okay, Zoom could potentially, if it just goes up crazy, I could make a lot of money, but it's also a very high risk situation right now. I would rather go with something that I know is gonna, you know, stand the test of time. And it's just like sports. When you get down, you go with your star players. Like, I played basketball my whole entire life. When you're down by 20, you don't put the seventh man off the bench in the game.
You help recover. Yeah.
You put the star players in. Yep. You got to go with your core. When you down, you go with your core players that have been there, that's proven, that's going to get you to the victory. You don't bench Tom Brady in overtime.
Or cut Antonio Brown when they need him yesterday.
When you need a slot receiver.
So that's my personal playbook. Yeah. That's some of the moves that I made today.
I feel compelled because I was busy. I'll share a few then. Let's do that. So like you, again, obviously we have some similar investments, but over the past 3 weeks or so, obviously with the NASDAQ having a correction, I've decided to go more into having shares. And so I know one of the things I've been saying on Market Monies for the past 2 years is that we want to start our own club. We want to make it like the 40-40 of investing. And so I said, let's do 1,000 shares and 100 doors. And so I hope everybody's been still doing that. I got to my 1,000 shares at Apple.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So I got
in legendary. Apple. Clap it up for Troy.
Appreciate that.
For Troy. And
shout out to Chuck. Shout out to Taylor, man. We had a great conversation. He's a young man from our neighborhood. And he's really diving into investment. And we had this whole conversation about Apple when it got up to 183. And I told him, just wait. I sent him the text message. I said, it's going to pull back. Let's look at it in that 150 to 155 range, just based on the percentages I was looking at. And it hit 155 and I sent him the text message right on time. And so I grabbed some shares at Apple today that got me to my 1,000. Microsoft, like I said, and it's crazy because Lawrence was on the chat today with the earnest. And as he's talking about Microsoft, I'm actually purchasing it. We looked at the same exact thing. And we had put in the 200 EMA. And we looked at how often does Microsoft trade below its 200 EMA. Right. The last time it did it was exactly, you know. And so when you look at it, if you look at it's 200.
But it's 10,000 people on YouTube. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to everybody on YouTube.
Somebody might not know what the EMA is. What's the EMA?
So it's estimated moving average. So over the 200-day span.
Exponential.
So the last time it was March 23rd, 2020. So this is right during the pandemic, like the height of everything shutting down. Mm-hmm. And so that was the last time it did it. And it finally did it like on Friday. And I was like, all right, well, maybe it still has to move down. And it actually did. It got down to 277. And so once it hit 277, I was like, oh yeah, got to grab some shares. So I grabbed some shares at that number. Yeah, a few shares. And look where it closed today, right at its 200, right at 296. So it got right back up to its 200-day moving average. So that was a great play. Facebook, another one that, you know, already have some option calls on it for out to 2024, like long-term leaves. But I saw the stock, the equity. I'm like, look, I want it under 300. It got down to 290. No brainer. If I loved it at 300, I have to love it at 290. And so I grabbed some shares there. And NVIDIA, oh my.
My baby.
NVIDIA. I had my price point under 219. And to see it go down to 211. Again, if I loved it at 219, of course I have to love it at 211. So I grabbed some shares there. I actually invested in, was it VTI? I think I got some VTI shares. I added to the custodial account for the kids. And so this is what I'm saying. When people are very fearful, like they looked at the fear and greed index, right? That was one of those early episodes. And we were like, look at the fear and greed index. It'll tell you what the market's thinking. The fear and greed index is at 13 right now. Yep. Everybody's fearful. And yep. we told you, when people are fearful, that's when we see opportunities. And so these are some of the opportunities that I saw today and decided to act upon. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be something tomorrow, but you gotta be active. You gotta know, like, this is a time, right? If you loved it at one number, you gotta love it at the next one.
I want to stress this really quick. Please write this down, because this is a scholarship. VOO, VTI, Apple, Microsoft. If you choose to deviate, the losses will be a lot heavier. So I know some of you guys, but VOO, VTI, Apple, Microsoft. And one of the reasons I love Apple, if you go look at the top apps, Zoom, TikTok, Disney+, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Snap, Messenger, Gmail, Cash App, Amazon, Netflix, Google Maps, DoorDash, they get a percentage of all those businesses. Why are you not invested in them? Please stick with the plan, because all the money, going back to the marketing point, consistency. If you keep switching out positions, you're going to end up in a lot of trouble. For those of you looking to do an option, do not do an option on Apple until it gets to 134.
Yeah, that's what I said. It has to be something. And
I had one more. So there was one more, and I had a limit order on it. And that was CrowdStrike. Because again, it had hit a number that I had liked.
52-week low.
Exactly. So it had a number that I liked. And so yep. I put the limit on. But the problem was, when I put it in, I think it was like at like 315, by the time the market had started to turn around. And so it started trending back up. And I'm like, oh, all right. So that's one that I'll have to look at tomorrow. But that's what it is, man. When these type of situations where there's a correction, especially in the NASDAQ, even in S&P itself, nope, get your target point, right? And stick with it. Well, like, y'all did all the work. Y'all waited for it to get to a number, and then it got to the number. It's like, wait, should I do it?
And one thing, shout out to Jada Kiss. One thing that he said early on is focused on what I'm invested in. And that's something that I always remember, that line, for my whole entire life. I don't talk about a lot of stocks because I'm not invested in them. I'm not focused in them. I'm focused on what I'm invested in. So I never invested in Amazon. That's why I don't really talk about Amazon, but I want to ask you about Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
I never invested in Disney. I never invested in a lot of these companies. That's why I don't talk about it. You don't need a lot of companies to get rich. You just need to focus on a few.
Yeah.
I focused what I'm invested in. One last thing about these options. Once again, everybody's option strategy is different. Just be careful, because like I said, I never lost money on a long-term close. I never lost money on a long-term in the money option or close to the money option.
Stop gambling. I know y'all want to chase 900%. Stop gambling.
You get out of the money, far out of the money, you could hurt yourself. And don't get fooled by social media. They say the average Black family's net worth is like $2,500, something like that. So my thing is this: if you're on social media and everybody's a market genius, they make
all
money
of a sudden. What was the post in 2015?
They make money on puts when the market goes down, short-term options. If everybody's making money, who's poor? If everybody's rich, who's poor?
And here's a quick test. Ask them how much they have, and then literally ask them, hey, send me some money. Shout out to everybody in Stock Club. I was supposed to get Cash Up suit. You guys have been sent Cash Apps. If you got them, put yes in chat. Ask them to send you some money. That's a real test to know. Everyone's talking. If you want to steal my entire strategy, go to Ian Dunlap Reveals the Hidden Secrets of Investing. Article I did, I think, in 2016 or 17, rolling out. Take my entire shit. Let's see who's really winning. Because, man, same thing. Hey, Shadi, I was quiet today. Yo, I didn't see that many posts. No talk about hedging. Where was it at?
But it's actually out of love, because I know that's our culture. Even hip hop, you talk about things before you have it. That's always been part of our culture, like to speak things into existence. I respect that on a certain level, but sometimes
that and lying though.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta tell the truth. You gotta tell the truth. And like I said, if everybody's making money, who's losing money?
My dad's been doing construction probably since 91. If I wanted to, I can call him and take every tip from him and put it on social. I never do it. Because those of you that actually do construction, when I say 2x4 instead of 4x4, you're going to be like, he is a fucking fraud. Stay in your lane. Master your craft. Then all the riches are there. Because I don't want you to do is what happened with Elizabeth Theranos and other people who have destroyed their brand. You can jump out there too early. And once a flux of people don't trust you, no matter what business you go in, they'll never do business with you again.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.